Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We start off today's Waxy's Dargle show with some music by the godfathers of British folk rock, Oyster Band, a group that's been entertaining us now for over 40 years. Last year, after an 8-year gap, Oyster Band released their 12th collection of new material. The album was titled Read the Sky, and we're going to hear a song from the new album called Streams of Innocence. Oyster Band, here on 101.5.
Streams of Innocence. Streams of Innocence. Streams of Innocence. Streams of Innocence.
The stream flows down, picking up pace, shadows moving light in clumsy grace. So much adventure in these dark green hills, but the color changes below the mill. Apache Valley, deep valley of fun, magpie feathers in our hair, hazel sticks for guns, escaping high. Hairs, out of sight, out of bounds, mother's prayers.
Streams of innocence running through these hills, but the color changes below them.
Dial the water, the stream turns blue. Red tomorrow, does it flow? The life cut short, and more to come. Pie in the water, the stream turns blue. Green tomorrow, vermilion hue. The colors flow on, even the curse. All turns to black, and the silence. Running through these hills, but the color changes below the mill.
Streams of innocence running through these hills, but the color changes below the mill.
We found that held no fears. We carry the scars as we carry these hills. Now the stream runs clear below the mill.
Streams of innocence running through these hills, but the color changes below the mill. Streams of innocence running. The color changes below the mill.
And the mill grows green beneath his hair. And the mill grows green beneath his hair.
I
can see. That's the last of her I ever did see. I took the musket, took the bay, I took the shilling and rode away.
March on, I heard the captain say, for king and country you'll fight this day. The pipes did play as they marched along, a thousand voices all raised in song.
To the call of come now, boys, come and hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Take the king's shilling.
Take the king's shilling
and you're off to war. The drums pounded and the cannons roared, and soon that shilling, it didn't seem much at all. Sabres shone in the morning sun, my whole world shook to the sound of guns. As they called out, come now boys, come and hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Take the king's shilling.
I hear tell, my tears now stain the flagstone floor. I long to hear him sing just once more. And he'd sing,
come now boys, come and hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Take the king's shilling. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Come now, boys, come and hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Take the king's shilling.
Belfast City to the tip of Napoleon's nose, it passes over the Polish ponies grazing wild all the day to keep the scrubland down where damsel fly and the moorhen goes, the place where the San Martin and Speedy Swifts holiday. The oyster catcher is a wading bird scurrying across the land with his beak like a pair of sharpened scissors chopping at the ground. The curlew speckled wader with a curvy bill and a bank of sand, and the godwit dons a suit of red when his mate is Iceland bound. The dabbling duck and the widgeon with his breast of chestnut brown, red shank with their orange legs and the lapwing Thomas down, flickering black and flashing white with their many wings above. Birds of pattern, plumage at Belfast Lock can be found.
There's a sleeping giant guards the city, resting up on Cave Hill, where the boyos took their rebellious oath at the top of Mackart's Fort. Birds wheeled above and the Kraken's captured crying shrill. There was lamentation on that hilltop, no joy, there was no sport.
The doubling duck and the widgeon with his breast of chestnut brown, red shank with their orange legs and the lapwing tumble down, flickering black and flashing white with their many wings above. Birds of pattern, plumage at
Belfast lock can be found.
Railway line was laid in the time of the Victorian Queen, from the hill down to the docks, on either side two hamlets for the working men of that fine trade, Daddy's town and Mammy's town for the dwellers and their flocks.
The dabbling duck and the wheezing weed is breast of chestnut brown, Richard Weed, the roaring legs and the lapwing toms down, flickering black and flashing white with their many wings. Birds of merry gloomy chant, Belfast lock can be found. Oh, the dabbling duck and the wheaton with his breast of chestnut brown, red shank with the roaring legs and the lapwing tongs down, flickering black and flashing white with their many wings among. Birds of merry gloomy chant,
Belfast lock can be found.
That was Dublin-born singer Alison O'Donnell, who, after an eclectic 50-year music career, still continues to possess one of the unique voices on the contemporary Irish music scene. Alison started her singing career as a young teenager fronting a 1960s cult folk rock band, Mellow Candle, and later on the traditional group Flibberty Gibbet. Alison has just released a new album called Hark the Voice That Sings for All, and from the new album we heard a song called The Birds of Belfast Lock. In front of Alison O'Donnell, we heard a song by Sam Kelly, a BBC Radio 2 Folk Award-winning artist currently living in Cornwall. We heard a song called The King's Shilling, a track that comes from Sam's first full-length studio album, The Lost Boys. And this song was written by Scotsman Ian Sinclair, set in the 18th century advising against taking the king's shilling, which was often given to young men as a binding contract for them to fight in the British Army or Navy. And on this track, Sam was joined in by Somerset singer Katie McFarlane on harmony vocals. Started off today's Waxy's Dargle show with the music by England's Oyster Band, a song called Streams of Innocence, a track that comes from the group's most recent recording, Read the Sky. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Getting back to some more music, currently based in Cambridge, England, we have the vocal harmonies of The Trials of Cato, a trio made up of Welshman Thomas Williams on guitar and Robin Jones on mandolin and tenor banjo, and Thomas and Robin are joined in by Polly Bolton on Irish bouzouki and banjo. We're going to hear their arrangement of a 17th century traditional song about Tom of Bedlam, one of the earliest songs about madness called Bedlam Boys. The Trials of Cato, here on 101.5. Thank you.
see my tomahawk bedlam. 10,000 miles I travel. Mad Maudlin goes on dirty toes for to save her shoes from gravel. And still I sing bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys are bonny. I sing bonny boys, bonny mad boys. I sing bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys are bonny. I sing bonny boys, bonny mad boys. Boys are bonny. I sing bonny boys, bonny mad boys. I sing bonny boys, bonny mad boys. Bedlam boys are bonny. I sing bonny boys, bonny mad boys.
you, bend you and break you, I'm gonna build you. I'm gonna mold you, fold you, bend you and break you, I'm gonna make you into a crown. Gonna snap you, wrap you around my little finger, I'm gonna build you into a house. Gonna mold you, fold you, bend you and break you.
Born on the 8th of June, 1967, that was Catherine Tickell, a fine Northumberland small pipe and fiddle player. We heard a medley of two tunes. The first one was called 12th of January, and the second tune was titled Mary McMaster. And this track comes from an album that Catherine released in 1993 called Signs. Before the Catherine Tickell Band, some music by Shannon Quinn, a native of Halifax who began performing as a fiddler and vocalist at an age of 10 with her father, Tony Quinn. And Shannon has a music degree from Humber College in Toronto. We heard a track from Shannon's third album from 2018. The album is called Watchmaker, and the song we heard was titled Bend and Break. We heard a song written by Shannon about the desire to change others and accepting that you shouldn't try and learning to just surround yourself with people you don't want to change. And starting off that set from Cambridge, England, The Trials of Cato with Bedlam Boys, a track that comes from the trio's new second studio album, which is titled Gog Magog. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music. So if you can, try and stay with us. Before getting back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. You can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargo Facebook page at Waxies Dargo Radio. Getting back to some more music, up next a song by James Keelahan, who was born in Calgary, lived in Toronto and Winnipeg, and now lives in Perth in Eastern Ontario. We're going to hear a song that James wrote called The Benefits of Surrender, a track that comes from his newest album, which is titled Second Hand. James Keelahan here on 101.5.
Lately I've strayed from the way I had charted, estranged from my allies, I've wandered alone. I've been building walls instead of hanging windows, hunkered down and hidden, I've been living in limbo. Lately I've spent too much energy fighting the love I've been offered, I find hard to receive. I've been being tough instead of being tender, taking way too much when I should have rendered. I've been pushing back when I should be giving in. Brittle and hard, I can't bend with the wind. I've been making do when I could have had splendor. If I could accept benefits of surrender. Lately I've thought I am not where I should be, when I could be living the here and the now. I've been in my head instead of being open, on the edge of giving up, but I am still hoping. I've been holding fast when I should be seeding ground. yet come around. I've been making do when I could have had splendor. If I could accept the benefits of surrender.
Thank you. there's a story told on the coastline about a star-eyed girl and a man of the sea. He was a whaler, assassin of the sea wind. She told him, let the whale go free. And for the glory, he sailed to the sunrise. He was a devil on the wind, out of Monterey. She pleaded, keeper of my heart line. She pleaded, let the whale go free. And she's waiting, she's praying, she's waiting, and she's praying. Oh, Odin, Odin, spirit of the water. Odin, Odin, god of the sea.
Goddard, a fine singer, songwriter, and guitarist originally from Cardiff in South Wales, who now lives in Hampshire on the south coast of England, where she sings and plays regularly at local folk and acoustic music clubs. We heard a song that Amy wrote called Odin, a track that comes from her new fifth studio album, which is simply titled Rise. Before Amy Goddard, Morton's Lorena McKennett, with an instrumental tune called Sun, Moon, and Stars, a track that comes from a 2018 album titled Lost Souls. And this was Lorena's first recording of original new material since her 2006 album, An Ancient Muse. Starting off that set was Ontario's James Keelahan with The Benefits of Surrender, a track from his newest album, Second Hand. And James has been nominated for a 2023 Canadian Folk Music Award in the Solo Artist of the Year category for his new album. Moving right along with some more music, up next a song by Eddie Reeder, one of my favorite female singers, who comes from Glasgow. She was born on the 29th of August, 1959, and she's known for both her work with Fairground Attraction and her solo career. It was back in 2018 that Eddie marked her 40th year as a performer. We're going to hear a track from Eddie's new 12th solo album, Light is in the Horizon, that she released last year. The song is called Mary Skeffington, and this song was written for his wife by Scottish singer-songwriter the late Jerry Rafferty, who died on the 4th of January 2011 at the age of 63. And on this track, Eddie is joined in by her son Charlie on harmony vocals. Eddie Reeder with Mary Skeffington here on 101.5.
Coat and boots of leather. February man still shakes the snow from off his claws and blows his hand. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring, and hopes for better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still to watch the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the man is young and wants to lend a hand, and smiles at each newcomer. In July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks and being idle. The August man in thousands take the road to watch the sun sit by the sea. September man is standing near to saddle up another year, and autumn is his bridal. The man of new October takes the rain, and early frost is on his shoulder. The poor November man sees fire and mist and wind and rain and winter air. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. And the January man, he comes around again in coat and boots of leather to take another turn and walk along the icy road he knows so well. The January man is here, the start of each and every year.
Music by one of Ireland's folk music icons, Christopher Andrew Christy Moore, who was born in Newbridge, the County Kildare, on May 7, 1945, and Christy started performing in Dublin's folk clubs back in the 1960s. In addition to his solo career, Christy Moore is also a founding member of such groups as Planxty and Moving Hearts. We heard Christy's arrangement of a song written by English singer-songwriter Dave Golder called January Man, that comes from a box set that Christy released back in 2004. And before Christy Moore, we heard Glasgow's Eddie Reader, joined in by her son Charlie, on a song called Mary Skeffington, a track that comes from Eddie's newest album, Light Is in the Horizon, that she released last year. I hope you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's Waxy's Dargo Show. And you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music from The Fables, a band that hails from St. John's, Newfoundland, that was first formed back in the mid-1990s and disbanded in 2010. And The Fables were a Celtic rock band that was the brainchild of former Irish descendant Darcy Broderick and former wonderful grand band stalwart Glenn Simmons. We're going to hear a track from the band's fourth and last album, Kings and Little Ones, a medley of tunes called The Pipe Track Set. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's The Fables with The Pipe Track Set. Bye for now.